Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting sixth. The DH, Terry Pendleton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Kurt Ford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Tudor. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting 8th. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Les Straker. And now, play ball. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Smith batting right. Is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hare hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Straker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ford who is chasing the ball. Gladden reaches third base with a triple. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gladden scores. It's Cardinals, 1, Twins, 1. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oquendo fields it and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to second. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pendleton takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Ford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pendleton moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oquendo hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Pendleton scores. It's Cardinals, 2, Twins, 2. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball towards center. McGee settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McGee. Harbeck moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tudor spins and fires to second, and Harbeck is picked off. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lombardozzi moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Twins 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hare strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Twins 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dreesen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Dreesen reaches second base with a double. Willie McGhee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGhee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGhee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dreesen moves to third. McGhee moves to second. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields the ball and throws to Straker covering. Safe. Dreesen scores. McGhee moves to third. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Dan Schatzetter now pitching. Jim Lindemann pinch hits for Kurt Ford. Jim Lindemann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Oquendo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oquendo hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGhee tags and scores. Pendleton tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Pendleton. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Pendleton steals third. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lindemann now playing right field. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. McGhee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Lombardozzi reaches second base with a double. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. McGhee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Twins 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hare is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Tom Pignazzi pinch hits for Dan Dreesen. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pignazzi hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Willie McGhee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGhee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGhee hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pendleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Morris now playing right field. Jim Lindemann now playing first base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Puckett goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Cardinals. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cardinals, 5, Twins, 5. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ricky Horton now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horton fields it and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to second. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lombardozzi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gladden hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Jim Lindemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lindemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Forsch now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Gagne moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Peña for a passed ball. Gagne moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baylor is walked intentionally. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Daly now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-5, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-3 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hare hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. John Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Cardinals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Tunnell now pitching. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into right field. Morris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gladden hits a line drive into right field. Morris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. 1 out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pendleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Lindemann batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lindemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindemann hits a pop-up into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Pendleton. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Pendleton steals second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Cardinals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Don Baylor. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lindemann juggles the ball. That's an error on Lindemann. Puckett moves to third. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oquendo fields it and throws to first for the out. Puckett scores. Bush moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-5, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Harbeck is walked intentionally. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laudner is 0 for 4 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pena is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pena hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 4 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lombardozzi fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hare is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hare hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. John Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. On defensive indifference, Hare moves to second. John Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.